Early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the
Flies in a sugar bowl, shoo shoo shoo. Flies in a sugar bowl, shoo shoo shoo. Swing your partner, promenade home. Ah, set a tone.
You're certainly cheerful for this early in the morning, huh?
The effects of last night haven't worn off yet.
Do you have a date?
Does the sun set in the west?
Boy, me and old Jigger Bates had ourselves a real ring-dang-do last night.
I thought you two weren't talking.
Vera, there's a lots of things you can do without talking.
Boy, I sure am glad we got these next 2 days off.
You going to parade Monday?
Not me, kid. I'll let the rest of Arizona celebrate Admissions Day. I'm just going to sit home and soak my feet.
I wouldn't miss that parade for anything.
You like them that much?
Oh, yes. Someday if I'm rich, I'm going to have my own parade.
Good, Vera.
I'm sorry, Esther.
Oh, hi, Vera.
Let me help you with those pies.
Oh, thank you. Well, if it isn't the good pie girl.
Get it?
Get it.
Ain't funny.
Oh. It's early in the morning, you know. So what'd you bake us today, Esther?
2 lemons, 2 cherries, 2 plums. Stick a quarter of them out. You may hit the jackpot.
All right, 6 pies at $1.50 each is, 6...
$9.
Yeah? Okay.
Hey, Mayo! The orders are piling up.
Never mind the orders. I want to talk to you guys.
What is it?
In the kitchen.
Oh, maybe he wants to give us a raise.
When donkeys fly.
What's up, boss?
I'm going to make this short because I know there's a lot of people out there waiting to eat.
Be merciful, Mel. Let them wait.
Don't make jokes with a guy who's being robbed.
Robbed?
Yeah. Somebody is swiping stuff in the storeroom. Little by little, I am missing things like salt and flour, canned fruit, lard.
Maybe it's mice.
A mouse doesn't walk off with a 5-pound can of cherries.
He does if he likes fruit with his cheese.
Well, do you have any suspects? Or are we the lineup?
I never suspected you guys. Besides, I already checked out your lockers.
What? You've got your nerve, Mel Sharples!
Hey, don't get huffy. You're all clean.
Why did you call the police?
The cops have something more important to do. Anyway, what am I going to tell them? Be on the lookout for a lard bandit?
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to keep my eyes open. That's what I want you girls to do. I want you to watch out for anybody who might come in here who's going to make a suspicious move.
I think just coming in here is a suspicious move.
I'm just kidding, Mayo.
All right. About face! Back to work.
Hey, morning, girls. How are you?
Morning, Farley.
Morning,
Farley. Good
morning.
Call
from
there. Esther, I've got a little something here for you, too.
Oh, good.
There you go.
Oh, Alice. I got a postcard from my junior. My son's in the Army, you know, stationed at Fort Dix.
Uh-huh. Oh, isn't that lovely? The sun setting over a howitzer.
Well, I'll see all you good people Monday.
No, not Monday, Esther. Tuesday. Remember, Monday's a holiday.
Oh, you're right. You know, I used to keep real good track of holidays, but now that they've put all of them on Monday, I don't know what day is what.
I know.
I will never get used to Easter Monday.
Good, Vera.
What is this?
What's the matter, Mayor? You look like you ate something you cooked.
My phone bill. I'm being overcharged on my phone bill.
Can't blame it on me. I just bring the mail. I don't write it.
Girls! In the kitchen.
Here we go again.
Gee, isn't this fun?
What are you going to do now, Mel? Accuse us of fixing your phone bill?
All right, now hear me out. On this phone bill, which is for the phone in the storeroom, there are 8 calls, 8 long-distance calls to Juliestown, New Jersey.
So?
So? I didn't make those calls. The question is, who did?
Well, don't look at me. I wouldn't call up there. That's Yankee territory.
Don't look at me either. I don't know anybody in New Jersey.
Oh, so the finger of guilt points to the new kid in the diner.
Well, Alex, you are from New Jersey.
So she is.
Wait a second. I don't even know where Juliestown. I don't know where Juliestown is.
Knock it off, Tootsie.
Tootsie?
Oh, I'm sorry, Alice. I watched this Mickey Spillane movie on TV last night. It was called My Gun Is Quick.
Alice, nobody said that you made those calls. But if you didn't, who did?
Maybe it's the same person who's been stealing the food.
Hey, she may be right, Mayo.
Yeah.
Barry, you might have something there.
I picked up a lot of pointers for Mickey Spillane.
I'm going to file a claim for theft insurance. Hate to do it to you girls, but I'm going to have to ask one of you to come in tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Mayo.
I know it's your day off, but I need somebody to come in here, help me with the stock to find out exactly what is missing.
Oh. Well, if you say you're sorry for suspecting me, I'll come.
I am sorry for suspecting you, Alice Hyatt.
Okay. I can come. Tommy's got a 2-day survival hike in the desert. I'll come.
Oh, shoot, Alice. I'll give you a hand. Get the job done twice as fast.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. I'll come, too.
I'm very grateful to all of you. All right, listen. I'm going to take off for a few minutes. I'll be back.
Wait a second.
Well, what are our orders here? Where are you going?
I'm going to buy some new locks. I'm going to lock up this place so nobody will get in.
What a break for your customers.
I can't imagine why anybody would want to smuggle food out of Mel's diner.
Yeah, you'd think they'd try to smuggle it in.
Sauerkraut?
7 cans?
6, 7, yeah, all here. Thief doesn't like sauerkraut.
I can't imagine anybody not liking sauerkraut. Hot dogs and sauerkraut just wouldn't be the same without it.
Anything else, Flo?
Oh, just let me check these a minute.
Not bad. Not bad if I do say so myself. Oh. Yes, I would say Mel's diner's pretty secure. Put a double lock on the back door so nobody can get in or out without a key. I put double locks on the door to the kitchen so nobody can get in or out of the storeroom without a key. Oh, that's my very own security plan. Pretty ingenious for a fry cook, huh?
This is gonna be tougher to get into than a bar on election day.
Oh, and not only that, I put a lock on the phone just so nobody can call out without me knowing about it, because I have the only key.
You know something, Mel, you're all heart. That's all, Alice.
Okay.
Mel, we finished the inventory. What's next?
Let's have a clean sweep down fore and aft. Then I'm going to give you girls a 2-day pass.
Aye, aye, sir. I'll get the broom. Reporting for duty, sir.
Good. You shut the door! This door locks automatically! Now we're trapped in here!
No, wait. This door opens from the inside.
Yeah, that's right. We'll just scoot out the back door.
Not without a key!
Where's the key?
I left it in the toolbox.
In the diner? Right next to your brains.
That's real good, Mel. What do we do now?
Panic?
No. We don't panic. We'll call the police. They'll have us out of here in no time. Mel, give me the key. Come on. Mel, I promise I won't call New Jersey. Come on. You said you had the only key.
I do.
Where is it?
I hate to tell you.
With your brains in the toolbox?
Oh. Mel, you've done some dumb things in your life, but I think this is the dumbest.
You mean we're trapped in here?
You guessed it, kid.
Maybe if we bang on the door, somebody will hear us.
No, forget it. This neighborhood is totally deserted on Sundays. Why do you think I closed the diner? Let's face it, we are stuck here till Monday until some of my customers arrive.
Tuesday mail, Monday's a holiday.
Well, Vera, go ahead.
What?
Panic.
Help.
Time sure flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
No windows, not even a skylight. Don't even know whether it's day or night.
I bet it is.
It is what?
Day or night.
My stomach tells me that I have missed at least two meals.
Not from its shape, it doesn't.
I got a game. Here's a game we used to play where you think of three people that you would most like to be marooned with on a desert island.
That sounds like fun, Alice. Who would you pick?
Me first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Walter Cronkite, Woody Allen, and Robert Redford. I figure I can talk to Walter, laugh with Woody,
and never mind what I'd do with Robert.
What three would you pick, Mel?
Charlie's Angels.
What three would you most like to be on a desert island with, Floey?
Clint Eastwood.
What about the other two?
If you've got Clint, you don't need the other two.
Want to know the three people that I wouldn't want to be marooned on a desert island with?
No!
Did you say something, Mel?
My stomach is growling.
Listen, we're all hungry. I'm hungry. I'm so desperate I could eat some of your meatloaf. Almost.
How do you like this? Locked up in a room full of canned food with no can opener.
If we starve to death, I'll never forgive myself.
I'm getting rid of this gum. It's making me so thirsty, I'm spitting cotton, and there's nothing in here to drink either.
Can't believe that there's nothing decent to eat around here.
Why should today be any different than any other day?
Maybe I got something in my locker. Perfume. Box of foot pads. Tissue. Another box of foot pads.
What is it?
One M&M.
An M&M? You're going to share it with us, aren't you?
How do you share an M&M?
I'll show you here. Put it right here on the table. Lay right down.
I don't know.
Come on.
I'm coming.
Come on.
Right,
I got my knife.
Lay it down.
Say please. Lay it down on the table. All right, here's the knife.
What are you gonna do?
Now I'm gonna get my number 10 can. Yes.
Huh? What? What are you gonna do?
I am going to split this little rascal just the way a jeweler would split a diamond.
All right, be careful now. Huh? This little rascal is worth more to us right now than a diamond.
Wait a minute! If you split it, there'll only be two pieces, and there are four of us.
Then I'll split it twice! Shut up, Vera! All right, here we go.
Way to go.
All right. Fan out. Anybody see it? Vera!
No.
Alice?
No.
How about you, Flo?
No, not a thing.
What are you chewing?
Gum?
You threw your gum away. I saw you.
You ate our M&M.
It's just a little bitty piece. I swear it.
That's your story.
She ate our M&M. I lost my head. Can you forgive me?
No. Never. What am I talking about? I've got a knife.
No, Mel, not over a little tiny piece of candy.
No, I mean to open up a can.
A can?
A little simple thing.
Yes. Peaches.
Oh,
glorious peaches.
All right, we will have peaches. All right. Get ready. Oh, shattered.
What happened, Mel?
Oh,
hey.
What? Broke.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, so much for that idea.
I just remembered. I've got food in my locker.
What is it?
Who cares? I'm starved.
What are you talking about? You already ate.
I'm so hungry I could eat anything.
Kitty nibbles.
Except kitty nibbles.
But it says here they're nutritious and full of vitamins and good for your claws.
I'll try them, Vera, the next time I plan to climb a tree.
Put them away, Vera. We're not desperate enough to eat kitty nibbles yet.
Okay, but by Tuesday you'll come crawling to me for these.
Oh, don't talk about Tuesday. I had such big plans for this holiday.
So did I. I was going to make a welcome home dinner for Tommy when he came back from his survival hike in the desert. Poor little guy. He's probably only had dehydrated milk, dried potatoes, canned beans. God, doesn't that sound delicious?
Hello? Look, we're in a lot of trouble down here. We could care less about two free dance lessons.
Oh! You hung up!
We didn't want free dance lessons, did we?
Why did you hang up? Why didn't you tell him we're trapped here?
Oh. Oh.
It's all right, sweetheart. It's all right. All right. Somebody else will call.
Let's face it, Alice. We're going to be here till Tuesday until one of my customers arrives.
Oh, what if nobody arrives? What if nobody ever comes to the diner again?
Somebody will come, Vera. This town's full of weirdos.
What if we're trapped in here forever? Oh, I didn't even make out a will. Who will take care of my cat? Who will take care of my goldfish?
Maybe your cat will take care of your goldfish. You're the last one to be crying. You're the one that got us into this in the first place.
Oh, how do you figure that?
She locked the door.
Vera closed the door. That was an accident. Putting them stupid locks on was a deliberate act.
No, oh, look who's talking. The M&M thief.
Ma'am, kiss my grits.
And while you're at it, you can kiss my grits, too.
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me is you don't trust us.
I already said I'm sorry, yeah. And I don't trust
you. Oh, yeah? That's why you searched our lockers, and that's why you put us a dumb lock on a phone, and that's why we're locked in here?
Well, if you're going to keep track of every little thing.
All right, I got that off my chest. Now we got to do something to get our minds off this fix we're in here. Come on, let's play another game here. Come on.
I remember a game we used to play on long car trips.
Okay, how do you play it?
Well, the object of the game was to see who could spot the most out-of-state license plates.
It's gotta be getting late. I'm gonna turn in.
What, miss all the fun?
Yeah.
Hardy pooper.
Wait a minute, you're gonna turn in where?
There! Come on, move it, move it.
Well,
move it!
Well, how come you're the one that gets the couch?
Because it's my storeroom. Come on, Alice, move it.
Yes, sir, right. Oh, yes, sir, right. Mel, there are three women here. What if it became a chivalry?
It eloped with women's lib.
That's just the kind of crack you'd expect from a male chauvinist couch hog.
It's a burglar. Hide.
A rat! Some giant turkey put a lock on this fool.
Esther.
Guess the jig is up.
You! You're the one that's been making these long-distance calls to New Jersey and running up my phone bill?
Well, you ought to thank me. I always called after five when the rates were cheaper.
How did you get in here?
Well, the late mister was a locksmith. He didn't leave me very much, but he did leave me these.
Why did you have to use this phone here?
Because I don't have a phone. And Junior's in the Army at Fort Dix, and he gets homesick.
How long has Junior been in the Army?
33 years.
Wait a minute. Are you the one that's been taking this stuff from my storeroom?
Only the things I needed to bake the pies.
You have been swiping stuff from me and selling it back to me in pies?
Well, how else do you think I could sell those pies so cheap?
I don't believe this.
Well, suppose you're going to send me to the slammer.
Oh, no. Mail.
All right, now listen, Esther. You pay me $14 for those long-distance calls. And let's see, with all the other stuff,
Well, I'm going to be a nice guy about it. I will settle for $50.
$50? Sit on it, turkey! How you doing, kid? Let me help you with these pies. Woo-hoo. Hey. What'd you bake us today?
2 apple, 2 blueberry, 2 Boston cream. Mel, here's the money for those phone calls. My son came through with some bread.
Oh. I'm glad.
Okay, Mel, let's get with it here. That's 6 pies of $2.50. That's $15.
$2.50? Used to cost me $1.50.
The price of ingredients just went up, Bob.
Fun.